to Train Hot Dog, a podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about why our face is on the bottom half of our heads. Why doesn't it cover our heads? Cylinder head. Oh, that poor guy. And an internal combustion engine of the cylinder head sits above the cylinders on top of the cylinder block. It closes in the top of the cylinder, forming a combustion chamber. This joint is sealed by the head gasket. Gasket head, beard. Cheeks or neck of humans and on some non-human animals. Androgenic hair. Oh, it's a vestigial trait from a time when humans had hair on their face and the entire body, like the hair on gorillas, since hair bore parasitic bugs and ticks. As humans evolved, they lost more hair due to the advantage that a more glabrous body prevented parasitic bugs. The evolutionary loss of hair is pronounced in some populations, such as the indigenous Americans, and some East Asian populations who have less facial hair, whereas Caucasians and the Ainu have more facial hair. Philosopher's beard. In Greco-Roman antiquity, the beard was seen as the defining characteristic of the philosopher. Philosophers had to have beards, and anyone with a beard was assumed to be a philosopher. While one may be tempted to think that Socrates and Plato sported philosopher's beards, such is not the case. Shaving was not widespread in Athens during the 5th and 4th century BCE, so they would not be distinguished from the general population for having a beard. Popularity of shaving did not rise in the region until the example of Alexander the Great near the end of the 4th century BCE. Modern prohibition of beards. Beards may be prohibited in jobs which require wearing breathing masks, including airline pilots, firefighters, and the oil and gas industry. National Boxing Association prohibits the wearing of beards by amateur boxers, and although the Amateur Boxing Association of England allows exceptions for sick men on the condition that the beard be covered with a fine net. Cincinnati Reds had a long-standing enforced policy where all beer players had to be considered clean-shaven. However, this policy was abolished following the sale of the team by Marsh Schott in 1999. Los Angeles Dodgers relief pitcher, who claims not to have shaved since the 2010 All-Star Game, has grown a big beard. Has become popular in MLB and with its fans. The MLB fan cave presented a journey inside Brian Wilson's beard, which was an interactive screenshot of Wilson's beard where one can click on different sections to see various fictional activities performed by small residents of the beard. The hosts on sports shows sometimes wear replica beards, and the Giants gave them away to fans as a promo. Giants gave away. This is the Dodgers relief pitcher. Why would the Giants? Well, anyway, sports. Oh wait, I was looking for the face position thing. I just got caught up in beards. All right, the other way to ask this question is, why is forehead so big? Why is my forehead so big? Yahoo Answers. That's not okay. Why is my forehead so big? Oh man, there's like 6 photo bucket links. Let me see if I can click on any of these. Can't click on them because they're not links. They're just text. Paste. Don't fail me now. Oh, this person moved or deleted this image. Best answer, I don't think it's big, and I like the last picture of you. I've seen bigger, trust me. Look at Tyra Banks. If you're self-conscious, get bangs. Alright, that's not... person's forehead so big? Why is the human forehead? Forehead. Why is my forehead so big? My forehead is so big. Function. The muscles of the forehead help to form facial expressions. There are 4 basic motions which can occur individually or in combination of different expressions. The occipitofrontalis muscles can raise the eyebrows, either together or singly, forming expressions of surprise and quizzicality. Quizzicality is a great word. Aporia. You know, it's in philosophy, a philosophical puzzle or state of puzzlement, and in rhetoric, a rhetorical useful expression of doubt. The corrugator supercilii muscles can pull. Inwards and down, forming a frown. Procerus muscles can pull down the center portions of the eyebrows. Wrinkles. The movements of the muscles in the forehead produce characteristic wrinkles in the skin. The occipitofrontalis muscles produce the transverse wrinkles across the width of the forehead, and the corrugator supercilii muscles produce vertical wrinkles between the eyebrows and the nose. The procerus muscles, this is just a huge list of, like, muscles that do things. These muscles don't have to be in the forehead. They could be anywhere. You can frown or express physicality by, like, moving the muscles in the back of your hand. If the back of your hand has muscles. That was just an example. most intelligent of them wrote Samuel R. Wells in 1942, and hardly be said to have any forehead at all. And natural total idiots, it is very diminished. Phrenology, ladies and gentlemen. In Physiognomica, pseudo-Aristotle stated that the forehead is governed by Mars.
Proportions.
All right, why do faces only use half our heads? Oh, In Your Face, $14 from Google Play. Make a half-face fox mask. This is like all ads. Oh, like apparently I clicked on shopping somehow. Do we really lose half our body heat from our heads? Live science. Do we lose heat through our heads? Alright, fine. That's interesting, probably. Even the U.S. Army field manual used to claim 40-45% of body heat is lost through the head, but it's simply not true, according to the Journal. 80 plus can confirm the experiments in the 50s. Bodies were bundled up, their heads were exposed, and they were found to have lost more heat from their noggins. In 2006, scientists revisited the question. They tested subjects in cold water and completely without wetsuits, sometimes with their heads out of water and sometimes with their heads submerged. They found that the head accounts for about 7% of the body's surface area, and heat loss is proportional to the amount of skin that's showing. Yeah, that actually makes a ton of sense. Will Fort Rock's half-shaved head and face. Do we really lose half our body heat from our heads? No. How would you look if both sides of your face were identical? Heat in head causes heat on top of... I didn't use heat anywhere. I didn't use the word heat anywhere, but it keeps appearing in, like, related searches. Space on my phone. Why does Vine take up so much space? For rent, your forehead for $5,000. Why are my apps taking up so much space? Why do you think I'm talking about apps? If I add on head, it's gonna think I'm talking about, like, we lose most of our apps through our head. Why every face you draw looks a little Neanderthal? Science News. Let's try an experiment. Draw a face, nothing fancy, just an oval with eyes, nose, mouth, some hair. What you produce probably looks like a cartoon Neanderthal. Just about everyone tends to draw faces with eyes too high on the head, resulting in a low forehead rather than a rather cretinous look. It's not just a matter of artistic talent. Psychology researchers have noticed that everyone does it. That's got Claus Christian Carbon, who studies visual perception, wondering, why don't we know where people's eyes are on their forehead? After all, humans are intensely social creatures who are highly attuned to reading each other's faces. The eyes, in particular, get a lot of our attention. In reality, your eyes are right about in the middle of the head, measured vertically, and most people draw them definitively left-centered. Even in painting courses, people start with exactly this bias, Carbon says. It's absolutely familiar to researchers, but there's nothing in the scientific literature about it. Oh, I gotta go.